amazing grace, how sweet a sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now
good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have with us, once again, Reverend Jacob McLean, pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church and chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. We invite you to contact us for comment or if you desire counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. This week's broadcast is sponsored by the Danvers Penn Missionary Church, located at Danvers Penn St. Thomas. Elder Clive Holness and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 9. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
Today a man is somewhere proclaiming the good news, winning families to Jesus all around his neighborhood. He tells them that God is able to make their house a home. He wants to win his world for Christ, but he can't do it alone. But each one can reach one. As we follow after Christ, we all can lead one. We can lead one to the Savior. Then together we can tell the world that Jesus is the way. If we each one,
good morning. I began this series of messages last month focusing on the topic empowerment by the Holy Spirit for effective ministry. Jesus' words to his disciples prior to his ascension, recorded by Luke in Acts 1:8, was the text, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Power, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, implies empowerment. Witnesses unto me implies evangelism. And in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth, implies expansion. Jesus had from the inception a world vision of evangelism. Yet earlier in Acts 1 verse 4, reiterated his command to the disciples to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father that he had given them in John 14 verse 16 to 17 and Luke 24 verse 49. Empowerment by the Holy Spirit was most vital. With empowerment by the Holy Spirit, the early disciples were enabled and energized to witness, and they quite literally turned their world upside down with the life-transforming gospel of Jesus Christ. Filled with the Holy Spirit, the disciples carried out evangelism the Jesus way. Jesus was not concerned with programs to reach the multitudes at this time. He first called his disciples with a focus for them to reach the multitudes. This is not to say that he was unconcerned about the masses, for we see him moved with compassion for the multitudes. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep, weary and scattered, without having shepherds. Matthew 9, verse 36. His method of reaching the multitudes and winning the world of lost humanity was centered on the men that he called. John's gospel gives us a snapshot of Jesus' disciple-making process in action in chapter 1, verses 35 through 50. John and Andrew were the first to be invited. Andrew then brought Peter, his brother, a notable case of personal evangelism, each one reaching one. Then followed the call of Philip whilst on his way to Galilee, and Philip in turn found Nathanael. It is believed that during the period of the Lord's first year of ministry, he called his 12 disciples who would form the core of his team of evangelizers. That might seem like slow going in our era of the instant and immediate. Today, it is not unusual for the making of disciples to be reduced to conversion, followed by some pre-baptismal sessions, baptism and membership classes, followed by reception into membership. Oftentimes, these are not followed up with consistent discipleship training, leading to maturity and development of the capacity to effectively engage in evangelism. It should not be surprising, therefore, that the attrition rate from many churches has been growing. None of the men whom Jesus called to be his disciples occupied prominent places in synagogues or belonged to the Levitical priesthood. Mostly they were ordinary folks with no professional training except that pertaining to their crafts. In Acts 4 verse 13, they were described as uneducated and untrained men. One could well wonder how Jesus could ever use them. Furthermore, they were impulsive, jealous of one another, and easily offended. They didn't seem like a world-winning crew. Robert E. Coleman, in his book, The Master Plan of Evangelism, states, "One cannot transform a world except as individuals are transformed. And individuals cannot be changed except they are molded in the hands of the Master." Jesus focused on teaching his disciples. His goal was to raise up men who would lead the multitudes into receiving the salvation which he had come into the world to provide through his atoning sacrifice. A study by Back to the Bible broadcast in 2017 revealed that 51% of Jamaicans needed evangelism. That percentage must certainly be higher at this point in time. The need for evangelism is therefore increasing, and hence training of believers in personal evangelism, the Jesus way, is critical. The Jesus way of evangelism requires focusing on teaching. If nothing else, it tells us that the greatest care needs to be placed on preparing even individuals to minister the gospel effectively. Firstly, to those around them, and then expanding to those further afield, and even further to the ends of the earth. Church leadership needs to lay the foundation for evangelism by ensuring that their people are taught to share the gospel. We may think it is automatic, but the example of Jesus belies this. He invested in training those he called. We must train the willing who will go and impact their world for Christ. Anyone who is willing to follow him can have a mighty influence on his world, providing that person has been trained. Next week, Evangelism, the Jesus way. His presence matters.
We can lead one to the Savior. Then together we can tell the world that Jesus is the way. If we each one reach one, the message is unchanging. Go ye into all the world and share the love of Jesus, far away or door to door. You see, just like somebody told you that Jesus loves you so, you must tell someone who will tell someone until the whole world knows. For each one can reach one. As we follow after Christ, we all can lead.
We do trust that you are blessed and challenged by this morning's message delivered by Reverend Jacob McLean. For comment or if you desire counsel, you can email us at mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Before we go, we have some announcements to share with you. You're invited to the Western Regional Convention at the Westgate Hills Baptist Church, Montego Bay, this morning at 9:30. The speaker will be Reverend Jacob McLean, Chairman of the Missionary Church Association. The Eltham Missionary Church, Eltham St. Catherine, invites you to join them for their Believers' Meetings from today, Sunday, February 23, through to Tuesday, February 25, commencing at 7 o'clock each evening and 7:30 during the week. The speaker will be Reverend Mark Dawes. And the Lincoln Missionary Church, Lincoln, Manchester, invite you to their youth convention to be held Ash Wednesday, February 26, commencing at 10 a.m. Thanks once again to the Danvers Penn Missionary Church, located at Danvers Penn St. Thomas, for sponsoring this morning's broadcast. Elder Clive Holness and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 9. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, praying that you will experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.